This is Paul Lam, and you're listening to the Path Hunters Podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping you unleash the beast from within so you can fearlessly pursue your own path and passion. Join me on this weekly journey filled with inspiring stories and actionable contents. Become a Path Hunter today. Welcome back to another episode of the Path Hunters Podcast. It's your boy, Paul Lam, here again today. I just really want to talk to you guys, give you guys my thoughts and such. And again, it's just been like 2 years and we're back another episode here again today. And I really want to share with you guys my thoughts and such compared to like the whole landscaping, social media, and how can I help you? And during the pandemic as well, too, because all this crazy stuff, like again, like 2020 was insane. I never expected that like, I would ever see like a pandemic in my lifetime. And then 2021, right? What do you do from here on out, right? One thing I do know for sure is that the internet has grown so much and everybody is now working at home. And I really want to share with you guys some thoughts on social media and what's going on. And again, if you're not on social media, if you're in like a business where you have like real estate or you have a small business, and if you're not using, you're leveraging like Instagram or YouTube or anything like that, like you are definitely leaving money on the table just because like there's just so many ways to grow and so many ways to generate more income. And there's a lot of things like, it's insane to kind of think about that compared to like, and this is hence why like I'm back on the podcasting world, because like I think it's completely different from when I started back in late 2016. Back in late 2016, the whole purpose of the podcast was just generally just go in to have amazing conversations with entrepreneurs and then really just learn from all these conversations, which I did that, right? But later on, I'll be honest, I was not taking care of myself. I was just grinding and getting all these interviews and hearing about such amazing growth. And again, I was not growing myself personally. And that's one lesson that I did learn now that I am 31 this year. It's crazy to think about that because 31 is wild, but yeah. It's been a wild ride, and that is one lesson that you should always take care of yourself. You are number one, and you have to take care of like everything. If you're struggling to pay the bills and you're living off credit cards like I was, it's just such a struggle. So it goes back to the idea of like, you know, internet real estate now, just because like it's just been crazy what's going on with the markets and all these different things. Everybody just going into just in general the whole entire market. That's what I mean. Like everything, everybody's using, leveraging internet, everybody's building smaller businesses, and everybody's using YouTube, everybody's using TikTok, everybody using all these different social media platforms. And they're all working from home right now, right? So like that has been something that's been utilized more than ever before. Amazon has it's their numbers on sales and everything, because everybody's at home, everybody's at quarantine, everybody's ordering stuff online still and everything. And again, I always want to share with you guys my thoughts and getting that piece of the pie as well too, just because it's important. For me, like my dream right now is just really focusing on my real estate license. I'm getting my real estate license. I really want to sell it. I really want to leverage YouTube. I did start a YouTube channel on stock trading. I do want to grow that as a lifestyle thing, but it just grew into stock trading because I have this series right now where I actually am saving as much pennies as much as I can, all the dimes, and becoming a very frugal person. And then all the money I would put into this Wealthsimple account for Canadians. It's a trading account. It's free, no commission and all that such. And once I do trade that, once I get it all going, it'll grow, right? And that's one way, one step forward to building towards wealth, building at least a chunk of change. And my goal this year is at least to have like $2,000 or $3,000 in the bank. So again, small little steps. That's how I usually learn. And everybody's different whenever they're learning and growing. It just takes micro steps for me to kind of see the whole entire picture as a whole, because like it went back when I was like 2000, I don't know, 18, 17, whatever. I was like excited for the leaps and bounds. And I'm like, oh yeah, you know what? I'm going to live off these credit cards and I'm going to go and make like $20,000 and I could pay it off all in one shot. But no, realistically, like I've learned so much, guys. It's crazy that it is important to go and take micro steps and then have like backup plans and all such and play like relatively safe, but also like being willing to risk at the same time, right? I don't fall for that, like, like that hypnotizing like idea of that you should quit your 9-to-5 job and then go and do that. If I had to redo it all over again, quite honestly, and no regrets, honestly, because I traveled so much and I loved it, no regrets. But if I had to redo it all over again, I probably would have stayed in the insurance industry for a little while longer and then stick in Toronto and then slowly just build up a nest egg and just kind of making sure that at least when I come back, at least I got something to fall back on. That was one of my biggest mistakes. I just went ahead and sold everything and I just took off, but no regrets. Again, that's just my lesson to share with you guys. It's important to kind of like know and reflect and where you could do things differently and continue moving on forward. If you dwell in the past, it's not really good. So anyways, guys, so like I just started that YouTube channel. It's really exciting. Back on the podcast, and I'll link everything as well too. I started TikTok. TikTok was insane. Like, holy moly. Like I just did a reaction video and I got like 3 grand views and like 116 like likes. That's insane. Like, you don't ever see that anymore on Instagram. And Instagram is still my go-to platform just because like everybody's using it and everyone's relatively young. It's crazy how social media has kind of like evolved beyond like when I was younger, like Facebook was like the thing. And then everybody now has moved on forward into Instagram, and then Instagram starting to feel like it's just everybody's moving beyond that as well too. Right, TikTok is something where it's at. Some of my other friends are using Twitch, and so like for me, like I really want to share with you guys the idea, and I want to share with you guys some tidbits on like what to do. I think like when you cross promote every different platforms together, I think it's important. I think YouTube has become a new like search engine. Like whenever I need like change a tire or anything like that, I would YouTube it. Any editing I need to do, YouTubing, like just finding on the search engine and figuring out. I think that's really important to kind of use that notes and have that idea. So that way, like, so when you start a YouTube channel, that should be your main thing. And then afterwards you kind of like branch it off as well too. I suggest like choosing like 3 platforms to kind of use to go and have as your main base. Cause if you have too much, you're all over the place. You're starting to look like a Gary V, but Gary Vaynerchuk has like all these like big teams. It's too much, right? To me, that's too much. Like real estate, whenever one person is trying to handle this, if you have a small business, if you're a real estate agent, or if you're doing anything like that, you leverage all these different things, right? So I think it's really important once you go and do that, right? So you leverage YouTube is the main thing, and you can use TikTok and then Instagram. You can use TikTok and you splice all these different like videos and then use it and branch it over to Instagram. I plan on using the podcast just because I really like the quality of the audience. And then the fact is like you can listen to it and then do multiple different things at the same time. Podcasting is still relevant, and I can see that everywhere. Like my favorite podcaster nowadays is Andrew Frisella. He's like really raw dogging, like just kind of like awesome person, just kind of listen to. But just because he's so like real and raw and he's like doubling down, he's created a whole studio. Like that says a lot whenever you're like a multimillionaire and you're doubling down on your podcasting. I think there's something there, right? If everybody's going towards the podcasting world, you should kind of have to try to get into the piece of the pie as well too. So back to podcasting for me, but on top of it, like I really wanted to have a creative place where I can share my thoughts, my emotions and all this such, just because it's super important. Coming back, it's like after the burnout, like I was just trying to figure out like what I want to do. It's basically a reset. I do want to redo the a cover album photo. So because like I said, like that was like me 2016, different Paul now. It's crazy though, but I really love it. But yeah, like that's my tip for you today. Just kind of a short little tidbit just to share with you guys the ideas of just sharing. Think about like the social medias. If you currently are working from home and or you have your own personal brand or whatever it is, think about what you can do to leverage even more, right? So right now, like the real estate is kind of like the Wild Wild West and TikTok right now. Share your brand, share your what you're passionate about. Like I'm just kind of building it right now. Like I just grew like simply, it's pretty new for me, but I'm just using it. But I linked up my YouTube channel, my Instagram on there, and I linked it all. I cross promoted it. I'm going to go and hook up my podcast in all together, and we're going to go and hook it all together. So it's going to be really cool. It's really exciting. Anyways, guys, I hope you guys enjoyed this little episode. Just leave your thoughts, and slowly we're going to get back to the guys. Have a good one, guys. I'll see you guys later.
I hope you guys enjoyed that. Remember to subscribe, share, and review. Thank you for taking the time for listening to this podcast. You can always find me at pathhunters.com. Stay awesome and know that you can become a path hunter today.